in some fundamental way, he had, of course, had been deeply involved in the civil rights movement here, but from his point of view, it was almost as if he found his voice. The speech in Cape Town is the best-known speech, but in fact, as he traveled around South Africa and connected deeply to the majority of South Africans, to black South Africans, which was not at all a foregone conclusion. Don't forget, there was no television, there was almost no reporting of his visit, and yet the word spread, and by the time he arrived in Johannesburg, he was absolutely given the most extraordinary welcome in the black areas of Johannesburg. And recall, he had no security at all. So here he was, a white American with his white wife, going into, you know, the areas in which whites were forbidden to enter unless you had police permission, and meeting with and being greeted and considered a real hero in South Africa by the majority of South Africans. It was a very powerful moment in South Africa's history, and I think it was a powerful moment in his own history. One of the things that he did, Suzanne, which was truly remarkable, was to visit the then leader of the African National Congress, Chief Albert Luthuli. The South African government had not only banned him, they had banished him to a very, very remote part of South Africa, almost impossible to get to. And unbeknownst to anybody, Senator Kennedy and Mrs. Kennedy went by helicopter, just the two of them and the helicopter pilot, to visit Chief Albert Luthuli. Recall that the African National Congress was illegal. Anybody who associated with the African National Congress was bound to draw the, you know, the attention of the dreaded security police. And the fact that the senator went to see Luthuli spread like wildfire. Now, at the time, it was illegal for newspapers to publish pictures of people who were banned. So there were no pictures of Senator Kennedy and Chief Luthuli, and somehow the word spread. And I think this gesture of Senator Kennedy's meeting not only with the National Union of Students, you know, who were primarily educated on university campuses, but with the leader of the African National Congress was a very significant gesture.